human personality. As we saw, when treating of the Catholic ideal, a human being is both an individual and a person. Individuality is based on matter, and therefore belongs to man because of his animal nature. Personality belongs to man because of his having an immaterial soul. Man alone amongst visible beings can grasp with his intelligence and consciously desire with his will God, the supreme good. Thus, while all other visible things move to their end because they are impelled thereto by the current of the world in which they are immersed, man alone can dominate that current and turn directly to God. He resembles the angels in this respect. Liberalism and Romanticism have exaggerated this resemblance. There is, however, another aspect of his nature by which man differs from the angel. Human nature, like animal nature, can be found realized in innumerable individuals of the same species, and these individuals are necessarily in relation with one another. In other words, they are obliged to form societies. First in order comes the family, which is for the propagation of life, and then civil society, which has for object the development of life. On account of his material nature and the propagation of that nature, through the interrelation of different members of the same species, man resembles the lower animals. Communism and socialism exaggerate this resemblance of man to the brute creation. Man is, therefore, neither an angel nor a brute beast, but an intellectual or rational animal. Because man is an individual in the human species, he is an individual in civil society, a part or portion of the body politic. From this point of view, he is ordained to the welfare of the city as the good of the whole of which he forms a part. He is subordinated to the common good, which, as such, is of a nobler, diviner order. But when we consider his destiny as a person, the roles are reversed. Owing to man's individuality, economic and political organization is necessary, but it is required in order to favor the development of man's personality. Because communism maintains that man is merely an animal, it thereby maintains that he is merely an individual and thus subordinates him completely to the economic organization of society. This is simply anti-human, for man is also a person to whose spiritual and eternal interests the economic and political arrangement of society is subordinate. Catholicism is founded upon love of God and love of our neighbor for God. Marxism is based upon the negation of love of God and of love of our neighbor. Marxism loves neither God nor man. It denies the existence of God and is pitiless towards man as towards a mere means and instrument. The program of Marxian communism. What are the measures to be taken to bring about the reign of the proletariat and set up the Marxian regime? We find them set forth in the Communist Manifesto of Marx and Engels in 1848. They are as follows. A. The state to take over all property in land. Rent of land to be applied to defray state expenses. B. Stiff progressive taxes. C. Abolition of right of inheritance. D. Confiscation of the property of all rebels and of those hostile to the regime who leave the country. E. Centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank constituted with the capital of the state and enjoying an exclusive monopoly. F. Centralization of the whole transport system in the hands of the state. G. Multiplication of national industries. State plan for the amelioration of land. H. Work obligatory for all. Organization of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. I. Agriculture and industry are to be linked together. The difference between town and country must be gradually eliminated. J. Free national education for all children. Education and material production are to be linked together, etc. These measures are meant by Marx to be applied wherever and whenever possible. A knowledge of them and the lines of reform insisted upon by the sovereign pontiffs is indispensable in order to diagnose accurately the tendency of modern legislation. The great means extolled by Marx for the triumph of his neo-messianism is the class war. This is rooted in hatred of private property,